This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I had what I thought was a funny thought, if not a little bit dark, during the Tigers game, and I'd like to run it by you to see if you think it's funny.
I like dark, funny challenges.
It's the late innings. Detroit is in its big inning. They win today, 6-3. They had a big seventh, I think, five-run seventh. Didn't Cleveland kind of just do the same thing to them yesterday?
Yeah, that's what they did.
Eighth inning, maybe? Yeah. Seventh or eighth inning? So they're having this big inning, and there's a 3-2 pitch to Dingler, who had already homered in the game. And it rides in on him, and it hits the knob of the bat. You saw it.
Yeah.
He played, and just foul. He played it off as a hit by pitch. He might have felt it brush his hand or something, too. So he just starts taking his gear off and walking to first base. The Guardians challenge the ruling, and they win. There's a delay. They're looking at the play.
It's correctly overturned, yeah.
They change it to a foul ball. So he's on first. He's already taken the shin guard off and the elbow thing and everything. And he puts it all back on. And he goes up to bat, and I thought it would be hilarious if the guy just beamed him.
Just drilled him. Right in the middle of the back.
Yeah. Did that hit you? Like the whole thing was just sort of intentional.
Right.
I tried to hit you in the hand, you know, I didn't want it to hurt. Right. But then he just, the next pitch, just like square between the numbers.
Right.
That's funny, right?
Yes,
that would have been funny.
That is
because
hilarious.
Then we'd be talking about whether he meant to do it.
Right. Yeah. No, I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
I think he walked, actually, because he did reach.
Yeah.
I didn't see the next pitch, though. I think he probably, unless what I'm saying happened.
That might have been around the time I changed the channel. I don't know.
It was still on.
It was still on, okay.
But I missed the next pitch.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Working.
Right. Yeah. No, I like
that. That would be funny.
Yeah. It's not that dark. I mean, it's a little maybe tough for the guy to get intentionally hit, but whatever.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Yeah.
Cleveland will not be fine. They had a great little run there, and now it's over.
Yeah.
Three games. Done. Detroit, after all, it's Detroit. Detroit at Seattle in the next round.
Great. A playoff series I won't have to watch.
You won't see a single pitch. You will not see a single pitch of Tigers Mariners.
I will, whatever happens tonight, I think I will hang with Blue Jays and Yankees, or Blue Jays and Red Sox, certainly. But I think I will watch Blue Jays-Yankees anyway. I'm enjoying the tension. I'm enjoying the crowd, you know, all standing with their hands like clasped and like, oh, please get a strike. It's so good. And, you know, year over year that happens in the Major League Baseball playoffs. I feel like it's all been sort of just over there for me until I was hoping this would happen. Going back to Boston sort of reignited me here a little bit. You know, I'm not like I was pre-2004 or anything. I don't think I'll ever be like that again. But I'm really into the playoffs right now. Yeah. And I don't think that'll go away when Boston. I don't want to watch Detroit and Seattle, but you know, the Yankees or the Red Sox play in Toronto will totally work for me. And yeah, we'll see what the NL side. Dodgers, Phillies looks great.
Yeah, hate both teams, but
yeah, but it's big famous players and famous teams, and I'll really dig into it.
I got a, Joe got me on Scooble for World Series MVP. I'm in.
All right,
I have a ticket.
Good for you.
I think the Blue Jays should be an underdog against anybody in the next round, either Boston or New York.
Yeah.
They'll have their rotation right, but it's not great anyway. Like I don't know. They were a team to me all season that seemed like it got pretty lucky. And, you know, good that they won the division. I like the Blue Jays, but I think they'll have a tough time winning the next round. We'll see. Home advantage.
Yeah, right. Rest, whatever.
Rest.
Like you said.
Is it rust or is it rest? We'll find out.
Pitching's all set up. So.
We don't know until it's over whether it was rest or rust. How about some reverse NFC power rankings?
Ooh.
You got that in you today?
I always got it in me.
Let's, you know, Bills being so good, we shouldn't just never talk about the NFC.
I gotta look at some teams.
Get the standings.
I gotta get the standings out and refamiliarize myself with some NFC football teams.
All right. Well, while you do that.
Look, I don't know them all.
Well, you might not know them all. While you do that, let me announce that the reverse NFC power rankings are powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. My pen is so bad that I almost don't want to write them, but I got to write them.
Can I see if I can find you a different pen? Oh, there's not. I had one stashed on my side of the room, but it's not here anymore.
Is it this one?
No, it is not that one. No.
I didn't bring one today. All right, this will have to do. Reverse NFC power rankings, 16. Why did I just make a 1 when I wanted to make a 3?
There you go. I found the pen. I was thinking, I just threw it at you.
Thank you.
I threw it to your workstation.
It's got to be an upgrade.
Yeah, I think so.
16.
I find it a pleasurable pen to use.
Interesting. Saints.
You think? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They gave the Bills a game.
They did give the Bills a game, but there's not a lot that there's not a lot to be excited about there. I mean, the quarterback can run around. I don't know. They're not really doing much in the. It's a bad scene, man. I wonder. I mean, we talked to. Oh well, you weren't here. I talked to Steve Bennett, podcaster of note, sportscasters, good dude, Buffalo dude, and big Saints fan. So, I had him on last Wednesday when you were off. He's like. Rattler, I asked him about Shug, right? The kid they drafted at what 40 overall or whatever, wherever they picked him. And he's like, Rattler just so bodied him in the preseason. Like, it just wasn't even really a comp. He just killed him. It was just so obvious.
Yeah, well.
So I wonder if there's even a pivot to him at some point.
There needs to be.
Just to
see. Second round pick. Right?
Yeah,
there needs to be.
You're going to have to see what that is. But they're going to be at the top of the draft again. You know, they didn't do anything stupid and trade away picks, right? They're holding.
They usually do.
Okay, right.
They love to trade up.
But they're going to have to start over, I think. I mean, I doubt Kellen Moore gets canned after 1 year, but I don't know.
It's not unprecedented.
If they win 2 games, I don't know. You might want to just start over with a new quarterback and a new coach.
I've been out with Steve.
Oh, yeah? I've never met him in person.
That's the time where we were brought food that had been half eaten.
I'm sorry.
We ordered.
What?
You don't know that story?
I don't remember.
It was an
story.
Innocent mistake. But yeah, they brought us food that had. People had. It was somebody's, you know, to go food. And so I opened it up and it was like a half eaten. Yeah. He'll remember. Next time you have him on. Next time you have him on.
Next time I have him on when you're off going to watch curling.
Sure. Because that's probably not something that happens too many times to you in life.
No.
15. Wow. Innocent mistake.
Yeah. Wow.
15.
15.
You know, I hate to say it. Carolina?
That's what I was going to say. But
feels like it needs to be.
Yeah.
It does.
I don't know who else. Like, everybody's 500.
Well, the NFC has always been tougher like this.
Yeah.
The middle is hard.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm looking at the standings here, and I'm like, okay. I don't want to say Giants right now. Because, you know, the kid's in, and, you know, maybe that'll be good, but it's almost got to be Carolina.
They just beat and never trailed against the team that's number two in our reverse AFC power rankings, the Giants.
Right.
Carolina, 14. Giants?
I was going to try to avoid the Giants, but I'm looking up here, you know, up higher in the like Arizona, not Dallas. Giants, I guess, after the whole speech about I didn't want to put them 15th, I guess they'll be 14th.
This is a tear break?
Yeah.
Maybe?
I think
but
maybe.
But still, they're 14?
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
13.
Man.
Vikes?
I like that idea. Let's be on brand. Arizona. We hate Arizona. They are never winning anything with Kyler Murray as their quarterback. They are never winning anything, and he is signed, and
okay,
they're not ever going to win.
Okay.
I got there that Thursday night game against Seattle where you are where it's if he was the quarterback of my favorite team, it would ruin it for me.
Yeah.
I kind of got there that Thursday night. I watching him play is hard. It is a hard role there.
Not a fan.
I said on Purple Insider, which will come out tomorrow, I think, it doesn't look like anybody who plays for Arizona ever has fun. Harrison scored the touchdown and looked miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Murray always looks miserable. Everybody, the coach just always is, I mean, he looks miserable enough. He's just staring at his play card.
Do they are they still charging their players to eat in their cafeteria or something?
They look like they might be.
I think the players hate the organization.
Everybody looks so miserable there.
It's a joke.
12.
Minnesota.
I guess Minnesota. I mean, probably taking the Browns.
Did you see I love Kevin O'Connell. I think he's worked wonders with different quarterbacks, and I like how he goes about it. I like his personality on the sideline. Like, there's a lot to me to like. Did you see the word salad on like when McCarthy might come back?
I heard was, a little bit. But
it's just no. It was this paragraph of. I can hardly describe it. It was just so vague.
It's how you talk when you don't want to be honest.
Right. It's just like, well, you know, he's got to, you know, learn how to take snaps or something. He didn't say that, but it might as well have. It was a mess.
11. Atlanta.
Okay, sure. Penix finally had a game, but
yep.
I don't know.
10.
Chicago.
You know, they beat Dallas.
I got to say Dallas. They can't stop anyone ever.
Okay. I bet them today.
I know.
I was avoiding Dallas, but okay,
you know,
it's fair.
A good reason to get them at a good number is that they're terrible.
Well.
So, you know, good for you. You got good odds on a bet.
The quarterback is great.
Lamb will be back. Pickens. Like, they got dudes, but I don't know, man.
Ferguson. Ferg Daddy, if you will. 9. Bears.
Sure. Okay.
8. San Francisco.
Who even still plays for that team with all the injuries?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I don't know, tune in
Christian
tonight.
McCaffrey right. is the one
is the
answer.
One guy.
Christian McCaffrey. Let's pick the game, too, before we're done.
I'm not sure I like I was thinking about Washington.
Okay.
Myself. But are you guys both on San Francisco?
I'm on San Francisco.
All right. Then
Seven.
Might I suggest Washington next?
I'm fine with that. Not a huge fan. Daniels sounds like he's back.
Yes.
They have the Chargers in L.A.
But no McLaurin.
No McLaurin.
Yeah.
Six. Oh, this is good. Tampa.
Tampa.
Right?
Yeah.
They also got a lot of injuries. They were winning games, though, in spite of that. Same as San Francisco, but there's a lot going on.
All their wins are like with zeros on the clock.
Really close.
And they lost last week, you know, trying to do it again. So, I don't know. I mean, credit to them. They've pulled those games out. But, yeah, six is high enough for them.
Five. Okay. Are you sitting down? Philadelphia.
You're going to say the Eagles?
I am. I think they're actually not good.
Remind me, who do they have this week? Because I was looking at the lines
Denver.
Earlier when we did the line.
Home to Denver.
At 4:45, a staple for many years on this show.
Interesting game.
And I thought about saying I like Denver as one of my best bets, but I didn't get there. Maybe I'll pick it tomorrow.
I mean, Super Bowl champs, undefeated, at home against Denver, 3.5. Not like 7.
Right.
I mean, I don't love it. I don't love them. I just secondary's worse. They just need to be exploited. It hasn't happened yet. Can't really run it. Don't throw it.
Maybe there is a ticking A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts time bomb.
There was a piece Jeremy Fowler yesterday said, not during the season, but at the end of the season, they might really entertain that. Through four games, two of them, he's under 30 yards. Yeah.
But he's still getting the target share. They just don't throw the ball. Yeah. So what does he really have to complain about? Right. And they're undefeated. So I'm Philadelphia, but I doubt it's unanimous.
No, I like it here.
Okay. Philly at 5. You never know with the NFC reverse power rankings.
No.
You never know with these. 4.
Green Bay.
Man.
I might say Seattle before Green
I
Bay.
I like Seattle.
Yeah.
Green Bay. Fun 2 weeks. You then lost to Cleveland and tied with Dallas. And a tie, I'm holding it against you.
I can't say Rams. You guys are Seattle or Green Bay.
Yeah.
All right. Green Bay feels right. I like Seattle so far. 3?
I'm going to stay on Seattle.
I'll go Seattle here.
Okay.
I like the Rams.
I do like the Rams, too.
2?
Rams.
Yeah. 1 Detroit?
Yep.
Rams minus 8.5 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Who's ahead, you or me? I don't even know. I think I probably did badly last week, but I didn't.
I went 2-3, and you were ahead by
2.5.
So if you didn't totally tank, I would assume you're still ahead, but I don't know that.
I may have, but let's just assume that I won 1 last week. I really don't know.
Right.
Maybe I did. I can't remember right now. I just felt like I lost everything last week.
Right.
Fantasy 2 was a sort of an ugly week. I will take the points tonight, which is not a comfortable feeling. I doubt I'll really bet this game, but San Francisco kind of always beats them. You know, and the line going all the way up to 8.5, the pressure is definitely going the other way. I'm just in the mood to take a Niners team that's done a lot of winning with that much of a spread.
You know, I suspected you would do that earlier today. I was thinking about picking this game and thought I would just tell you because it's a lot of points and it's a Thursday. And as much as I love the Rams, you know, it's division and a rivalry and all that, but the hell with it. I'll take the Rams to
cover.
I'll take the Rams to cover.
How could they not cover?
That's right.
Against Mac Jones and DeMarcus Robinson and Kendrick Bourne and Sky Moore, if you're feeling really adventurous.
Wow.
Like in a FanDuel lineup or something.
Yeah.
Try that on. Kittle's not back. Really rough.
I do like the Rams. And it's not like, you know, I've had a crush on Matthew Stafford for many years going back to Georgia. And, you know, McVay and the offense and Nacua and all this stuff. But I love watching Jared Verse play. If there's a guy that's going to get me to the, you know, if the baseball game gets sideways or something, like Verse will be the guy I'm thinking of. I want to watch that guy chase Mac Jones around.
Yeah, I just feel like it's the Niners because there's no reason for it to be the Niners.
Right.
Just, right. You know, when you lose a game like that, you feel like such an idiot. But I don't know. Sometimes you win those. It just seems too obvious. Okay, Mike Giardi joined us earlier, Boston Sports Journal, to talk Bills Patriots. Always a great time with him, as it was today. Stay tuned for that. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.